Hello everybody and welcome to the first episode of OTD Sports Talk. I am your host, Matt Z, and I am accompanied with my co-host, Tyler. So this is not actually our first podcast with the Sports Talk, it's our 12th. Well, in actuality, it's probably our 20th or something like that, though. But this is our first individual podcast we are uploading to OTD Sport Talk's own podcast platform. So we are super excited about this. We are expecting great things from this. And, you know, we're excited to get to know some of you guys who listen to this podcast. Without further ado, though, the topics of today's podcast, sports, obviously. First and foremost, we go into the Genesis Open that happened over the weekend down at Riviera Golf Club. Was that a windy round? So we discuss that. You know, Max Homa was able to take the championship over Tony Finau. You know, 1-7-8 in the playoffs, so fantastic round. And we talk about Justin Thomas hitting balls into the wind, though. But we also go in to discuss NASCAR over the weekend. I think the first time we discussed NASCAR, but you know, Christopher Bell muscled past Joey Logano to win. You know, fantastic final lap pass he had there. So we talk about that a bit, though. We also discuss Carson Wentz and Cam Newton. But most importantly, on today's podcast, we discuss who is the greatest of all time. You know, a lot of people say it's Tom Brady, especially after winning his 7th Super Bowl at the age of 43. People talk about LeBron James, Michael Jordan, Jerry Rice, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, many, many names and many, many great athletes. So we take all those stories and all those perspectives and we bring them together and we come to our own conclusion. So I hope you guys enjoy this podcast just as much as we enjoyed making it. Without further ado, I will shut up so you guys can enjoy this podcast.
Oh, there, motherfucker.
Runs it out.
Fuck it right in the pussy.
Honestly, I'll probably sniff this part out.
100%, but that's a great intro.
Okay. Welcome back to your weekly segment of OTD Sports Talk. A little bit of a change to the name. We're not so sports talk because we figured off the dome described it good enough that we were going to be off the dome and going loosely about this. So OTD Sports Talk is the new name for now, but
not that anyone truly cares, but
nobody cares. Anyways, though,
go follow OTD_sports talk on Twitter.
Go follow OTD_pod on Twitter as well, too. You guys, make sure y'all do that shit this week.
And obviously, sports, what's the Instagram?
Oh, off the dot dome. But I think I'm gonna drop the Instagram though. But that's a different story.
Are you?
Oh, I think so. I don't know yet though. We'll see. It might come back later. But this week of sports there was actually a lot happening in the sports world. You know, news stories, events happening as well, too.
You say there was a lot?
All things considered. Like NBA's in the middle of the season where nothing really matters right now. It's starting to matter, but like top
four teams. There hasn't been that much news.
Well, like NFL's irrelevant now. There's still some good news in the – well, I guess – there's some good stories to come out from the NFL this week that we'll discuss. Golf is just getting back into the swing of things. The Genesis Open down at beautiful Riviera.
You're talking as if you watched it.
I watched the highlights of it.
Yeah, because you see them on Twitter.
Yeah, from the sports page. That's why you go follow the sports page. That wind was ridiculous, though. Did you see Justin Thomas trying to hit the shot?
Yeah, well, him and was it John Rahm hitting the fucking boomerang shots on? It was insane. Or that one guy who hit a putt and the ball just fucking rolled off the green because the wind. I would be pissed.
So you know when we were playing 2K21 on your course and that was happening and we're like, this is stupid. This doesn't happen. You don't putt up to the hole and the ball come back to you. Well, that course proved us wrong.
Like, it really does happen.
Oh my gosh, and it's just like. it didn't even, like, the ball just stopped on the collar and it would just roll down the green. Oh, like, it rolled down and it so happened to roll right between two perfectly placed bunkers, just rolled right between them all the way down. Like,
I'd be pissed, man.
Luck.
Like, at least roll into the bunker. Fuck.
Did you see what happened to the one player on the ground? I forget who it was, but this was just before they sounded or the they ended the round. He was lining up his putt, and as he's lining up his putt, his hat blows off. So he pulls back, and then the wind just moves his ball as well.
Yeah, like, oh yeah, I was gonna say that, dude. Ball literally just started rolling. I'm like, does this count as my shot, or like, how does this work?
Literally, imagine if you teed it up on the tee, and then that the wind off. Blew it over.
I don't think that would count as a stroke, though. That's wind.
See, and that's, I think the problem it's if you address the ball, if you are behind the ball. And you have addressed the ball, your club's down, you're ready to hit, and then it happens. I think so. But if you address the ball and then you step back and then it happens, I don't think it's your fault.
Yeah, I don't think, like, you can't blame someone for that. Like, but, like, thank, but, like, obviously they suspended, but that was fucking brutal wind. Like,
I'm
happy. Couldn't imagine playing that.
I'm happy I didn't have to play in that one. Like, oh my gosh.
It was comparable when we were at our dust storm out in fucking. What's that black Cole bunker Creek? Course? No, Cole Creek.
Coke. That doesn't sound right.
I don't know. Right, though. I think that's what it is.
I think it is. Good call.
They're course. Fucking walking up to the ninth hole. You know, you see dust coming.
I remember, I think I took, I was hitting like a 5-iron onto the green because that wind was so strong. And I remember, I vividly remember this. Cause I hadn't lost a ball all around and I was playing really good. And it was those pink balls I had and ball was going straight. I hit it flush. I'm like, this could be good. The wind's going to, you know, stop. It's going to land on the green. And then all of a sudden it just starts to go left a bit. And then you can just see the wind just take it into the water. And just like,
see you later.
No. That was my pink ball. But forgot a cracker drink.
Oh yeah. Well,
oh my gosh. We just have to restart this whole podcast now. Cheers.
We haven't really talked about anything that fucking important.
Yet, no, not really. Except
not that golf. Any of this is important.
I'm excited for golf season, though, this year. I am excited. I'm enthusiastic for golf.
I can't wait for fucking golf season.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a good time. We'll switch gears. Let's talk about something we've never talked about before. What NASCAR event was that this weekend?
That was the Daytona Road Course. Do you want the actual full sponsorship name?
Yes, I feel like this is going to be interesting.
Because they're all fucking named sponsorly. Where the fuck is it? That was... Where the fuck is it? Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, like... Okay, well, never mind that. I don't know where I don't know why I can't find it. It's the Daytona Road Course, though.
You want me to Google it really quickly here? Daytona Road Course.
Oh, the O'Reilly Auto Parts 253 at Daytona.
Oh, that was a lot less interesting than what I had anticipated.
Yeah, actually. No, it's nothing great.
Oh, damn. I thought it was going to be like the Home Depot. O'Reilly,
yeah.
Rona 2000, sponsored by Firestone. Like, it's just a list of advertisements. Who won?
That would be...
I guess it's right here.
I don't remember what his first name is.
Christopher Bell captures his first career cup.
Yeah, Christopher Bell.
So what's the difference between the ones that go in circles and the one that have a right turn involved, like this one? Is this like a whole different category, or is it all... clumped together?
No, they're still all like the same series. Like, they're still same people. So they have different cars and different setups. Like, the one before is Daytona. It's a super speedway. And then there's shorter ones where they, like, shorter ovals where they use different cars. And then this year, they're having a dirt track oval race also.
Which is all with the same. Well, this is going to be all the same drivers then.
Yeah.
Really?
There's a Cup Series, okay. There's an Infinity Series, and there's a Truck Series.
What cars do they have to use for the off-road? Like, do they have to use something completely different? Or?
I have no idea. I've never witnessed a NASCAR dirt race. But they're pretty much using the same cards. Obviously, different setup. I don't know what or how. But it's going to be sick. Like, that road course, there was an insane amount of fucking crashes. And people just fucking...
Yeah.
Driving into the dirt and spin out.
And see, my thing, I love... Like, I love racing games. Like, racing car games. Love that stuff. My thing with NASCAR is it just gets boring watching people go around circles and circles. Like, I'm there, as bad as it sounds, to watch crashes. Yeah. I watch monster trucks because there's crashes, there's violence, there's something to watch. But, like, NASCAR's just, it circles and circles. And granted, good crashes happen, but I feel like NASCAR's, would, for myself, would be something more interesting to do than to watch.
So, especially, like, so road courses are more interesting to watch. Obviously, the dirt race will obviously probably be more interesting to watch for, like, your average. But, like, if you're actually into it and you like certain people, it's good. It does get boring throughout the middle parts when it's just someone leading and, like, everyone's kind of spread out.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the starts and the finishes are the best parts. That's really it.
So everything in the middle is just useless then?
It's not useless, but for an average viewer, it's not exciting.
Hey, man, that's fair. What do you think about that video that went live about Cam Newton?
I can't believe some, I don't know if he's a high school or college kid, thinks he can talk shit to Cam Newton. Like, who the fuck are you, first of all? And who the fuck do you think you are talking shit to a former NFL MVP? You literally have zero right.
Literally, man. It's just like, it's, I don't know, like, it, the words can't describe the stupidity. It's like, you're a high school kid, and you see Cam Newton. Like, if I was in high school and I saw something like that, I'd be like,
holy, I'd be too scared to talk to him. Never mind shit talk him.
Literally, man. Like, oh my gosh. But then, like, I heard him say that. I'm like, and, like, part of me wants to be like knock him out. But then also part of me is like, well, he doesn't even need to retaliate because, like, the kid's just stupid. Like, you don't need to retaliate to somebody just making something up, right? Like, Cam Newton is not a trash quarterback.
No. Like, and I'm pretty sure the kid got roasted live on Twitter for it, too, because he issued an apology today.
Yeah, I saw that, actually. So,
which, I don't know the kid personally, but in my view, that's the most fake shit ever that he just did, because, A, someone probably told him, people like, hey, you gotta apologize because you can't be doing that shit, and B, because he got roasted alive by everyone on Twitter saying, why the fuck are you roasting Cam Newton? You're an idiot.
Oh my gosh, literally. And it's not like he was roasting, I don't know, man, like Jared Goff or like, you know, like a quarterback who hasn't really done anything.
I mean, Jared Goff has a job right now. Cam Newton doesn't.
That's true. That's true. That's a good point. Do you think Cam Newton's gonna get signed?
He should get signed somewhere. A lot of people think he's gonna go back to New England, but I don't see that happening. I don't know where he goes though. Like, he wasn't. He started off the year good last year, but he wasn't great, especially second half.
Well, New England just didn't let him throw the ball.
Do you know who the receivers are?
That's true. That they had nobody. Like, they didn't.
Could you name me one of their receivers?
Exactly. I think one of them wore number 80.
That doesn't. Can't just say their number.
Yeah, no, I know. But, like, I don't know. It's just he had no help. Like, he was the Patriots team. Like, they didn't necessarily have a good defense either.
No, yeah, he definitely had no help, but, like, they're not getting any more help this offseason either on offense. The defense should be better because they had, like, five people opt out over starters last year.
Yeah.
But I don't see their offense getting any better.
Me neither. I don't know. New England's like a, I mean, I kind of feel bad for Bill Belichick because
why?
But not really, but, like, with people when they talk about how, oh, Tom Brady made Bill Belichick, it's like, that's not the case. It's like, Brady left there because he, like, knew the situation wasn't going to be stable enough for him to make another championship.
I don't think Bill wanted him back here, though. No, but I also feel like they kind of built each other more. Like, they worked out well for each other. And
yeah.
They built a great fucking dynasty.
18 years, man. 18 years.
How many bad years in a row do you think Belichick would have to get fired?
I don't think he would ever be fired. He would either just become full-time GM and view it as a promotion, even though he's losing his head coaching job as well too, though. But I think if it gets to the point where it's just bad enough, I think they're just going to ask for him to retire to, like, save face.
That's what I feel like, too. If it was bad enough, they'd just be like, Bill, you need to fucking retire so we don't have to fire you. And then if he wants to come back, then, like, take a year off. And then if he wants to come back, then you can go back and coach somewhere else.
Exactly, yeah, 100%. But I don't know. I don't think he's proved that he's not the problem, though. I think he could have 3 or 4 down years before anything's, like,
capable. See, but if they go, like, 5-10, 4-11 in the next 2 years.
I think, I don't know. I just don't see it. Like, if you have somebody who wins for 18 years and then he has 2 bad years... 3 bad years. Yeah, it's like, do they really justify firing him? Unless it's like a whole, well, it's just, no, it's a new leaf. Let's try something new, right? I can understand that, but I don't know. I don't think he never deserves to get fired. He could have that job for 10 years and be trash, and he deserves it still.
Yeah. I don't think Robert Kraft would fire him either.
I don't think so.
But probably. Yeah. You know how good he is. You're not finding another Bill Belichick.
God, no. So now that we're on the New England Patriots, this is something we promoted last week for those like 2 listeners.
Did we promote it?
I think we talked about it a bit, yeah. Who is the greatest of all time? Many say it's Tom Brady. And recent events have showed that he deserves, he's 43 years old. He's a 7-time champion in the most competitive era ever of football.
Yeah.
He's made 10 out of 21 Super Bowls. He has a better Super Bowl ratio than Steph Curry's 3-point shot.
That's insane. There's a better chance of Tom Brady making the Super Bowl than there is of Steph Curry making a 3-point.
What do you think? Do you think
they're both guarantees? They're both fucking guarantees.
Both guarantees. Do you think Tom Brady's the greatest? I think we can both agree on that he is the greatest football player of all time.
Yeah, like, and greatest. He's not the most athletic guy out there, but overall, he's the best quarterback and best football player ever. He leads almost all quarterback statistics.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much all of them.
Pass yards.
I don't know if him and Breeze were going back and forth for a while. They were switching.
But Breeze doesn't have it, though.
Yeah, it's Breeze.
Is it?
Yeah. For pass yards? Yeah. They were going back and forth with each other this year, passing each other.
But what do you think? So I'm assuming you think Tom Brady is the greatest of all time athlete out of all leagues, or what's your opinion on that?
I mean, yeah, it's kind of hard to compare like league to league because like it doesn't really matter. And you only really go team sports. But yeah, I think so. He's the most dominant of any of them. You can talk about some of the former NHL Montreal Canadiens players that have like 11 Stanley Cups, but that's only when there's 6 teams in the league. Mm-hmm. So I don't really count that. And like just now in this modern era, no one's dominated like this ever. Never mind in this era when there's not really any dynasties anymore.
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing. So like when I was thinking about GOATs, you know, you got to think about who has the most championships. And then there's Bill Russell, 11 championships. But in an era when there was only how many teams, right?
Yeah, I don't know how many teams there were back then.
Yeah, I don't know either. But let's just take it for granted. The NBA was such a, like, the fact that he, in 1968 and 1961, won a championship as a player and the coach for Boston Celtics.
Yeah, that's... It's not a very not like nowadays, that's not even considered a professional league, probably.
Exactly, right? So GOAT at the time, Bill Russell, though, but just because of time changes, I don't consider him a GOAT. Great player, though.
Especially because there's just so much more competition now, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. And that's the biggest thing. So that's like my big picture thing here at the end of it with my GOAT debate, but I know another person that people bring up is Jerry Rice.
I don't know that one. I don't understand that one.
I think it's just because there's never been a receiver as dominant as him. He holds 36 NFL records, which I think is the most of anybody. 3-time Super Bowl, you know, NFL MVP, Super Bowl MVP, He has 208 touchdowns, all-purpose touchdowns. And he's the only receiver to have more than 20,000 yards, and he has 23,000 yards. The only reason why I would give him the credit to be in the category is because he is a receiver and the ball's not in his hand all the time. You know, he doesn't dictate the success of it. A lot of it relies on your quarterback. If your quarterback is giving you the ball, you're going to be successful.
But, you know, like, but he still is talented as shit. Like, but
I think the reason that he's maybe considered the greatest athlete of all time is because he's literally the great one of the greatest athletes, you know, like physical athletes of all time.
But I don't know how many like records Tom Brady has, but I'm sure it has to be around that number.
It could be. I don't know. He's probably getting up there. It's like 20 or something like that, but different types of records though, right? Like, he's not taking Jerry Rice down for passing yards or receiving yards, you know?
Yeah.
Another commonly considered GOAT, Michael Jordan.
That's the big one. That's the one I see compared the most. People are like, oh,
Michael Jordan. And I think what's unfortunate with Michael Jordan is, like, he only had 14 or 15...
15 seasons.
15 seasons, right? But he only had those 7 years of just absolute dominance when he dominated a league.
Listen, he didn't win championships when he was by himself. It was really
But, like, when he was by himself, though, he proved that he was, like, the greatest scorer of all time.
Yeah.
Right? Like, the big thing with Michael Jordan is he proved two things. He proved that he could be the biggest scorer when needed. He also showed you he could win. You know, it's like Russell Westbrook kind of, where it's like Russell Westbrook showed you how he could score and get all the points, but he just has not shown that he can score yet or win a championship.
Yeah.
But I think the biggest thing with Michael Jordan, though, is the footprint he left on the game. You know,
For sure. Like,
was the biggest superstar. He was the first big superstar. You know, like, he globalized the NBA. Like, I think that's why a lot of people do attach his name to GOAT stats, because it's not even what he did on the court. It's what he did off the court. It's what he meant for. It's what he resembled.
He evolved the game more than anyone else, I would say. Like, which now I think nowadays Steph Curry's evolved the game of basketball more than anybody else, just because of the three. Mm. And, like, you see more people shooting from the logo. Like, Dame can do it all the time now. You've seen LeBron try it and airball it. Like, the threes just became so much more of a game because of what Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, the Warriors did.
Yeah, they made it cool. Like, I know Ray Allen can be considered one of the greatest three-point shooters, Reggie Miller, but they didn't do it the way Steph Curry's doing it. They're not doing it from the logo. They're doing it from, you know, like 1990s basketball, early 2000s basketball, you know?
But I mean,
you can go.
I just still. Or did you have anything? Do you want to say more about Michael Jordan before we got off tangent there?
Not really. I mean, like, I think one thing though you need to take into consideration when you're talking about the greatest athlete of all time is their national championships, their college career. You look at Bill Russell. Bill Russell had two national championships, right? So he was just a born winner. Period.
Oh yeah, for
Michael
sure.
Jordan had one NCAA championship. You know,
how many college seasons did he play though?
Three.
Jordan did?
I think so. Two or three, I think. But I'm going to bring up one person who I don't think she deserves the GOAT status, but I think she should be in the conversation though. But Serena Williams.
Oh.
You know,
no, for sure. But like, I think when you talk about like Tom, I think you can only talk about, oh, what a shot. I was insane. So I'm watching the Scotties in the background. What a fucking shot.
Yo, curling slaps.
Curling slaps, but you know what's fucked up? Even a women's curling is not nearly as good as men's curling. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But like...
That's fair.
When I'm watching the Briar, man, some of the doubles they're shooting, like some of the shots, it's insane. And then you watch women's, they don't hit any doubles. I watched some chick... try like open, pretty much open, just had to put a rock near the center, missed the whole fucking house, and like threw it through the back. I'm like, how do you do that? You're a professional.
Yeah, that's fair. I'll never understand curling. I've tried it a few times and it just doesn't make sense to me. Like, just how to stop a rock that's like that sheet of ice is so long and you it's have to stop the rock at the right angle and the right distance, you know? It's like, it's bad enough with a golf club with like you can put spin and control it.
Well, you do in gym class, obviously, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Fun fact: I was on the Otwell Curling Club for a year. That was fun. I was number one, baby. I don't know why or how. I just decided.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how I've missed this, but we have an all star. We have a goat in the presence. We have, oh my gosh, Tyler Rempel, everybody.
Curling is the hardest shit ever.
It's ridiculous, man. I don't get it. And people say golf's the hardest game. It's like, no, curling.
Like, anyone could pick up a golf club and fucking hit a ball. Like, hit a ball.
Have you seen Tommy swing?
Okay, but he can hit a ball. You put Tommy on the ice with a curling rock, that thing's not making it down the ice. Bro,
yeah.
Do you not remember the gym classes where people couldn't even balance to push themselves out of the hat?
It's super. I think the thing is, though, once you get curling, though, you are good. You're good to go. Like, you can understand. You can play a game. It's not like golf where if you just kind of learn how to play golf, it's like there's always something else. It's your driver start slicing.
But there's so much putting, more to do. Curling, there's literally...
It's one thing. One thing. Two things. Sorry, you got to be able to sweep.
Yeah, like...
But yeah, anyways, back to Serena Williams.
Way off topic.
23 Grand Slams. Like, that's ridiculous.
No, she... Again, she was like Tiger Woods, and where no one else was even close to her for a while. The closest person to her was her sister, and she was only had a couple of good years of dominance.
Okay, we'll have a question then. Would you consider an individual such as Serena Williams or Tiger Woods, who their sport is an individual, you know, like boxing, MMA? Would you consider those people to be considered in the GOAT debate? Or do you reserve the GOAT debate for people on teams?
So, I mean, the GOAT debate's stupid regardless.
True.
Because every generation is better than the last generation anyways.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, because Jordan made basketball so much more popular, the ball, more people played it, you start developing better training techniques, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like... So, obviously, LeBron James is a better player than Michael Jordan was, but Michael Jordan did more for basketball, probably. So, you can't even compare the same sport. How the fuck do I compare someone winning tennis to NBA championships?
That's a good point. That's a good point.
But, I mean, if you're going to do it, I think you can do it. You got to reserve it for team sports and single-person sports for single person.
Keep it in two different categories, then.
Because LeBron can only control what he can control. Like, he made it to so many finals, but he couldn't win because he's the only player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's like, you got to look at who they're going up against too. So I know that, like, we had talked about, like, nowadays, like, all the leagues are more competitive, yeah, right? Like, you had Bill Russell, 11 championships. Like, I think he went to the finals 11 times or 12 times or whatever it was.
All leagues are more competitive, but basketball's still the same as we're the same people or teams dominating and winning all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. LeBron James. So, I think, in my opinion, as it stands right now, LeBron James is the greatest basketball player of all time. And that's before he retires. And I personally believe that you cannot be GOAT until you're retired. You never know what's going to happen. Contradicting
yourself.
I know. But this is like two different terminologies, though, where it's like, if I had to, I would say he is going to be the greatest of all time once he's retired. But I'm not going to give him that title because he's not retired. He's still playing, right? Like, if he goes out there tomorrow with a gun and shoots three people on the court, he's not in my GOAT conversation anymore. I'm sorry.
But why does that have to affect what he did on the court?
Because I think when you talk about the GOAT debate, and I think Michael Jordan is a perfect example of this. It's not necessarily what they do on the court, though. It's what they do off the court. That has to be a factor involved, at least.
Does it, though? I think so.
I think so. Because if we're doing that, then Michael Jordan shouldn't be the GOAT, because all he has to his name is six championships and you can score like a motherfucker.
It's like, and the Jordan that, brand. Oh, you're talking about court, yeah.
You know what I mean? That's an off.
Yeah, but so, but then LeBron has less championships.
But that, but if we're only talking about on-court accomplishments, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar would be my GOAT.
But no, but then again, you can still relate it to who, like how shitty the competition was
back then. Yeah, and that's fair.
When you watch that Jordan documentary, you realize how bad some people were that were in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some of the basketball being played is awful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it was just, it was ridiculous, man. Just like, oh, it's white kids, sign him. He hit threes. Oh, Steve Kerr, sure, sign him.
Like, there was some awful basketball back then.
So, all said and done, who is your top three? In no particular top order. Three? In no particular order.
Well, okay, so the fact that Tom Brady has more Super Bowl wins than any other franchise in the NFL, I'm pretty sure that's a stat.
Yeah, it is.
He also has more Super Bowl MVP trophies than any other QB has won Super Bowls, which, so right there, greatest quarterback all time, no question, if Andrew Butts about it.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that he's made almost 50% of Super Bowl seasons, how much he wins by, he's proven he can go to another team and still win. Only the second quarterback to ever do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand how he's not greatest of all time. LeBron James, I would say second. Third? I don't know. I would say Wayne Gretzky, just because how dominant he was.
That's a good one. I didn't even think about Wayne Gretzky, honestly. But like
back then, too, he still played in an area where goalies were wearing fucking oven mitts for protection. Like,
mm-hmm.
So it's hard.
The Nets were so much, like, the Nets just seemed so much bigger. You know,
the goalies didn't go down on in a butterfly position. They literally stood on their feet the whole time and threw their pads up in the air. Like,
mm-hmm.
Yes, he was good. Obviously, he fucking, if you took away all of his goals, he'd still have the most points in NHL history. So there's no question about he's the most dominant player ever, especially his era. Mm-hmm. But it's the same thing with Jordan, where it's the level of competition was not there.
That's fair. So I guess I'll do my top three then. So number one, LeBron James. All said and done. All said
what,
and done. If
what
after
puts
he's
LeBron
retired,
James ahead of Tom Brady for you?
I think LeBron James is going to have two more championships before he retires. He'll hit six, which is like a big thing in basketball.
But he's going to win one at 43.
See, my thing with LeBron James is for his first 10 years, he proved that he could, you know, like, their first few years in Cleveland, that he was able to take a crappy team, to the finals.
He could take anyone to the fucking finals.
You know what I mean? Like, he took that shitty Cleveland Cavaliers to the championship. LeBron James had no help for the first 6 years of his career.
See, if LeBron James was smart, he would have sucked for a couple years, got a couple of the draft picks on his team to help him out.
See, and I think the biggest thing with Tom Brady is he had help around him. Like, Tom Brady leading these teams.
But that,
he had help around him. LeBron James had help in Miami. He had great teams in Miami. He had great teams in Cleveland.
Yeah,
he has a great team in LA as well, too. But at the end of the day, nobody has dominated quite like LeBron James in a league that's determined a lot by, like, a lot can happen within an NBA league, you know? Granted, NFL's a one game and done. So, like, there's a lot to happen there as well, too, though. But at the end of the day, Tom Brady's only on the court on the field for half the time. LeBron James is on the court the whole time, you know?
Fair. Like, basketball is probably the only major sport where one player can carry you. Football, you just witnessed it, the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Battle line, doesn't matter how good of a fucking player you are. Patrick Mahomes is sideways, slinging balls, hitting people in the face mask, parallel to the field, running around for his life and couldn't win the game.
And I think that
no matter how good you are in football,
that supports my opinion is Tom Brady's had a good team around him to get him to those championship games. Yes, he has performed. Yes, he has done what he's needed to. Yes, he's been consistent. Yes, he's 43 years old and still balling. But at the end of the day, it's not just the individual. It's everybody around. LeBron James, no matter what team he's gone to, he's always been the guy, whether it's with Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, whether it's with Anthony Davis.
Yeah, but
you know,
Tom Brady still also, like, maybe not this year with a stacked offense, but the last couple years in New England, he's been the guy. Like, he hadn't had much help on offense. He had Edelman. But, like, it's not like he had a fantastic team that has good defense. But in the NFL, you can't have one person carry you. It doesn't work. It's not hot. There's too many people on the field.
Yeah, that's
basketball,
fair.
You can have that.
Yeah, and I don't know. I look at the competition LeBron has had to face, and it's not like he's had to play, you know, like shitty competition in the finals and then lost. The only one finals I would say that you can blame him where he's like, hey, you know what, that should not have happened, was that first Miami Heat Dallas Mavericks series. Dallas took him down.
Can't have that.
Everything else he's been an underdog in, minus last year's, I'm pretty sure. Everything else he's been an underdog in. He had to take on the Golden State Warriors when they were the best team ever. You know, he took them down 3-1. He came back 3-1 in the NBA Finals and won. Like, that's ridiculous.
Fantastic. Look at that. LeBron's a close second.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It all just, for me, I watched a lot more of LeBron James, so I have that more feelings, more emotions attached to it, right? But at the end of the day, LeBron James has been to an NBA Finals, like, what, 10 out of the last 11 years, whatever it is now?
Yeah, it's something, stupid.
That is domination. If he didn't get fucked over by Cleveland in the first 6 years of his career, imagine, like finally he's in a situation where he's not fucked when Anderson Varjos, or whatever pronounce his last name, is your center, and Delonte West is your shooting guard, and Mo Williams is your point guard.
What a stud team.
The second he lost that team, he's gone to the finals, you know, and like Tom Brady, 10 out of 21 seasons. That's ridiculous. But LeBron James is 11 out of, like, what, 17 seasons.
But again, I think it just shows how much easier also, because it's the same players and same teams doing it over and over in the NBA. NFL is different all the time, minus Tom Brady. Tom Brady is the only constant in the Super Bowl.
That's true. That's a good point, yeah, because Tom Brady was playing the Super Bowl when Kurt Warner was quarterback. He's playing the Super Bowl when Patrick Mahomes is quarterback, you know, and leading that team. That's a fair point.
Like, I'm pretty sure there's people playing in the NFL that weren't even alive when Tom Brady won his fucking first Super Bowl.
Yeah, and that's fair. So, I think
either way, they're both fantastic. Like, they're
both really like at the end of the day, for me, though, the determining factor is what happens in the next few years. Is LeBron James going to play till he's 43?
I doubt it.
I doubt it too, but, like, you never know.
Just because, but I feel if he wanted to, he might be able to. But he, like, quarterback, you don't have, like, it's not that physically demanding of a position. Like, he's getting hit once in a while, but not. He's not running around up and down the court all the time.
Yeah. And so, and I think at the end of the day, too, when you think about the GOAT debate, you have to take in athleticism at least a bit. LeBron James kicks.
Well, if we're going off athleticism, Lamar Jackson's the GOAT, baby. Okay, have you seen that guy's movement on the field?
That's true. Yeah, I've seen him in Madden 21. Fucking annoying to play against.
You can't even beat him.
No. One other thing, too, that I would like to add to LeBron James' legacy is LeBron James has done a lot more off the court than Tom Brady has done off the court.
What do you mean? TV12, baby? Avocado ice cream, let's get it.
But anyways, though, close debate. At the end of the day, all said and done, once they're retired. I'm not.
Okay, you know what? You know what settles this debate? Look at Tom Brady's wife.
Yeah, true. LeBron James, man. Like, come on, bro. He,
Giselle?
That's my high school sweetheart. Oh, she's so
hot. Oh, so, what, okay, remember when you said, like, if he came on the court and shot people, he would be out of the conversation? What if, I meant to ask this earlier, somehow we got sidetracked and forgot.
Surprise.
What a surprise. If LeBron, if it came out LeBron James like Floyd Mayweather to his wife and beat the shit out of her, how would that change your decision? Like he actually like had to serve time in jail, like a couple months or something.
Yeah, like stuff like that would like, definitely affect. That would definitely affect my opinion on him. And it's like Kobe Bryant. Like Kobe Bryant got caught up in that stuff as well too. Right. Granted, for him, he was able to go from like his quote unquote hood rat days, right? And then he was able to transform it into something. Like he took it as a learning example. But if this would have come out now, at that age. And I'd be like, oh, okay, never mind. Like, you're a little fuck, right? You know what I mean? Kobe Bryant at least had the time to sweep it underneath the rug. As bad as that sounds.
Bro, no one talked about that shit for, like, ever. And then I seen it brought up when he died. People were bringing it up. Like, he was a terrible person. Like, hey, the guy just died. Fuck off.
Literally, man. I don't know. I don't want to get in that whole debate. Because at the end of the day, there's so many opinions, so many different things that could happen. It's just
I still feel, though, like, at the end of the day, what you do off the court, it shouldn't necessarily take away your accomplishment on the court. Like, obviously, you shouldn't be celebrated if you're a shitty person, but...
To an extent, yeah.
Like, you shouldn't be celebrating. People shouldn't, like, say, oh, yeah, this guy's an awesome guy. Like, no, quite a piece of shit, but still great. Like, Floyd Mayweather, literally, went to jail for beating his wife. People still fucking love watching him box because he's the greatest boxer of all time.
That's fair.
Terrible person,
douchebag. And I think like with regards to like off court behavior, if you have a good behavior, a good reputation off the court, it helps your case. But if you don't have a good reputation, it just like doesn't. It doesn't like necessarily boost like LeBron James. His legacy he's left off the court has boosted what he's done. But if he was just like an asshole and prick, like, you know, James Harden, like going to the strip club, throwing money on, you know, like doing that stuff.
Hey, he's just, so why does that make him a dick? He's just enjoying his life. He has money.
That's fair.
What would you be doing?
Same thing, man. Same thing. But I think it's just when they don't do anything, it just doesn't add. It's a neutral. You know what I mean? It's not like it brings them down as an athlete. It just doesn't affect them. It's just nothing you discuss, nothing you bring up to add on.
Yeah. Okay, so who's your second and third?
So second, Tom Brady. Okay. My third, this is wild card. I'm going to say Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Well, that's not that big of a wild card. People call him the GOAT.
Yeah, and I think if you look at raw stats and you look at what somebody accomplished in their career, I think he is the greatest. Because I hate the when people say, well, LeBron James or Michael Jordan never lost in the NBA finals, it's like, so why do you penalize somebody for making it to the finals and losing? Like, why is it better for you to lose in the second round, third round?
Because if you win the finals, you're the best. If not, you're not the best.
Yeah, but if you're not in the finals,
how many championships does Abdul-Jabbar have?
Six. Okay. He is 6-10 in the NBA finals.
If you're tied with someone, then I'd say whoever's made it more, obviously.
Yeah. Well, and then so like he 20-year career. He's leading the league in points. You know, he has 38,000 points.
Yeah.
He averaged 11.2 rebounds. Game
for fuck's sake.
That's Will Chamberlain, motherfucker.
Same shit.
Literally. You know, like he had 10 NBA final appearances, 5-time all NBA defensive. Big thing though here, 3-time NCAA champion.
Yeah, he dominated in college.
You know what I mean? So
you really like that college stat, hey?
I think you have to look at that. Look at Tom Brady. He has his championship from
Michigan.
Yeah. Was that a national championship or was that just like a bowl?
I don't know. I didn't know he had what was it? Well,
I don't know. He won something, I thought. But
I don't think he won a national championship. But like, but to be fair though, too, it's also some people. I guess for the most part, like all superstars, minus Tom Brady, they're good at college. But some people, like Tom Brady, you could say, are late sprouters.
That's fair.
Okay. Well, speaking of having a shit ton of money, do you imagine being Fernando Tatis Jr.? 23 years old, signing a 14-year contract. And baseball money, all guaranteed. It's not like NBA, NFL. You get cut, he still gets $340 million no matter what. At age 23. He's 23.
So, he's signed on for the rest of his life now. He's just going to retire after that contract.
He's 14. He's going to, I think,
22.
He's going to be 36 when his contract comes up. He can still sign another contract after that and make more money.
At that point, do you just quit?
Dude.
Take the money and run. There has to be some like loophole.
Tom Brady won national championship in the greatest year on earth, 1997.
Why is that the greatest year on earth?
Because you were born, I was born, Connor McDavid was born. Oh. Connor McDavid will be the GOAT, but time his career is over.
Do you think so? Better than Tom Brady?
Depends if they can win a fucking Stanley Cup.
Depends if they can win a playoff series. Is he in his fourth year now? Fifth year?
I think so, fifth.
Damn. I remember growing up, I was always like, because, you know, you'd see like the, you have to be born in 1993 to be the youngest player in the video game, 1994. Yeah. And I was always like, when 1997 is going to be there, I'm going to be in a video game. Now I'm just like, well, they're up to like 2001 now.
Now like, I watch fucking like NHL draft with people getting drafted that were born in 2002. I'm like, oh my God. This guy was born in the 2000s. And
I remember like going to the
NHL right now.
Going to the bar with like, I had some like coworkers that were like born in 2000. I went to the bar with them like a year ago. And I'm like, you're born in 2000?
Yeah. Like, are you allowed in here?
I'm like, are you allowed in here? It's like 2018. You know, they just turned. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, what is this?
Yeah, we're just a bunch of fucking old men now.
Does that conclude?
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Did you watch the Lakers Nets game at all last week?
Mm-mm. Which one? No.
So I feel like that's going to be the championship final game. Do you think the Lakers have a shot to beat the Nets or what? Nets are hot right now. And they don't have KD. And they've been beating everybody.
I don't know. I was actually going to say we should talk about this next week. Like for the topic should be like who's going to go to the NBA Finals. I think that would be a good one to do. You want to do that next week?
Yeah. I don't know if we can talk about that for an hour.
Well, fuck, it'd be for like
20 minutes. I think the All-Star Reserve should be out next week, so we can talk about the All-Star team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, yeah, next week can be like an NBA one.
Even Doncic said that Dame probably should have been ahead of him.
Yeah. But I like what Doncic said, though. He's like, in 10 years, it's not going to even say if you're a starter or not. It's just going to say you're an all-star.
No, yeah, that's true.
And that's what all that matters.
Do you like their decision to have the all-star game this year?
I don't know, man. I don't watch the all-star game. I don't really care for it. I understand the concept of it, but it's just last year, the new scoring system obviously made a big difference because I'd watch, because I watched previous games before and eventually I just got tired of it. I was like, this is stupid.
I watched the celebrity game more than I watched the all-star game.
Yeah. I watched the dunk contest. I watched the 3-point contest.
I like the dunk contest.
Me too.
3-point, I'll watch it. Skills competition is kind of stupid.
Yeah.
And I think it's too, all-star game doesn't really matter.
There's no incentive for these players to like try.
Yeah, like the NHL, they started giving out cash incentives. MVP won a car.
Yeah.
Like, at least, like, give things for, like, so that if you win, you donate to charity or something for the team. Well, baseball used to be the winner gets to host. Yeah. Like, that division would host a World Series. Like, you have to give some kind of incentive behind
it. I think there was an incentive this year, though. Or yeah, last year, at least. Money. But, I don't know. I might watch it this year just because, like, I didn't watch it last year.
I think I heard this year they're doing the dunk competition and the 3-point competition at halftime.
That would make sense, honestly. Do it when like everybody's there.
I just think it's stupid. Like, why? You can't have fans. That's the whole point of it, is to have fans at the stadium. Fans there. Like, I don't get it. Like, no, you already had a shortened offseason. If I'm LeBron James, I'm not going. I'm straight up not going. He's carrying this team on his back right now without AD. Like, fuck you. I need a break. I'm not going to this stupid ass All-Star game.
Yeah, no. And, but I think what the biggest thing is, though, is, like, I don't know. It's just, like, obviously there should be at least the selections for the All-Star game, but I just don't see.
No, yeah.
Like, what's the point of risking all these players from different teams coming together all at once?
Exactly.
You know, it's like, just not worth the risk for what NFL you're going to get that huge atmosphere around the NBA All-Star weekend like you had before. And like, if you take a year off, the next year's just going to be that much better.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what the viewership normally is for the NBA All-Star game. Maybe it'll be up because there's nothing on, but I'm sure it's not going to be good. Like, people, like, it's good when you have fans and kids and stuff. They like that, but like, yeah, you already had a shortened off season. You're in a fucking pandemic. If someone at the All-Star game gets COVID, like, you're fucked.
Mm-hmm. And that would be the worst thing. Yeah, because then, like, I don't know. It's just, you only think about the repercussions that might cause or whatever. But I don't know. It's just,
it doesn't make sense to me.
Doesn't like make sense. The NFL,
they had their All-Stars. They didn't have a game. Mm-mm. They didn't do fuck all.
Granted, is the Pro Bowl even like a thing? Like, yeah. Like the Pro only Bowl good highlight, the only good highlight from the Pro Bowl is when Sean Taylor took out the punter that one time.
Bro, they need to bring back. They're like showing old highlights of like the longest throw competition and shit. They need to bring that shit back.
That was the interesting part. That's the only good thing about Pro Bowl weekend. The game sucked.
Like, make them do a bunch of like stupid ass skills competition. Like, I know they do dodgeball and shit, and I'm like, I don't want to watch NFL players play fucking dodgeball.
No, I want to see them like do like, yeah.
The only person I want to watch play dodgeball is fucking Matt LaFleur, baby. Average Joe's, baby.
Oh, I'd like to see Marshawn Lynch play some dodgeball, but I would just like to see him do anything, though.
I just want to watch Marshawn Lynch run through people. That's it.
True. I was hoping he was going to get signed up there during playoffs by like Seattle or something.
Ooh. Ah, he's done. His last comeback, he wasn't really that good.
No, he was just for goal line situations. That was it.
He's just a big body. Like, he wasn't trained to be in football anymore.
Nah, it was more of just something to do for him.
Also, we still haven't talked about this Carson Wentz trade.
Oh, yeah, weird. What do you think about it? I think, personally for me, I think it's the best thing Indianapolis can do for their situation, but what do you think?
Yeah, like, they had the cap space, and you didn't really have to pay a high price for it. So, the second and the third, but the second turns into a first if Carson Wentz plays over 70% of the games. So, it's probably going to be a first rounder, but that's still, for a starting quarterback, that's fuck all.
Yeah, and like, I generally don't think Carson Wentz is a really bad quarterback. I think he was just in a bad situation where it was just a toxic environment around him. You know, they had no O-line, and I think for him, he needs a good O-line to be able to be that quarterback that he, not necessarily shown he can be, but at least be a competitive quarterback.
Dude, if he's even like close to what he was in 2017, Colts are a fucking
contender,
big player in the fucking Super Bowl. Their defense is sick. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, I think they got to sign some people, but like, they have a solid team. And if Carson Wentz plays good, they'll be good. But also, like, I thought Carson Wentz was going to be good last year because, like, normally if you draft someone's replacement, that'll light a fire under someone and they'll play better.
Yeah.
But for some reason, Carson Wentz, it looked like he had zero confidence in himself all year. And if he doesn't have any confidence in himself still, you don't have a shot.
Well, I wonder if it's one of those things where he plays to the level of his team. So if he has a shitty team around him, he's just shitty. But if he has a good team around him, he's going to play good. Because, like, the Philadelphia Eagles, like, they had a good team when he was there. You know, like the one Super Bowl
with Nick Foles at the helm.
Yeah,
big fair. Dick Nick.
Big Dick Nick. I don't know. I think for what was out there, I think this is a really good opportunity for the Colts. Like, if I was any other team, I would have been why are you trying to get Carson Wentz shitty contract? But you look at the Colts, it's also, just like,
I think it was a good trade for the Eagles, too. Like, you get rid of a big contract. What doesn't make sense to me is I keep seeing that apparently the Eagles are still thinking about taking a quarterback, which I don't believe is true, but I keep seeing it. I've seen it a few times. I still don't believe it, though, because Jalen Hurts showed you last offseason that he's good and he can be an NFL quarterback. Like,
oh, yeah, 100%. Like, he is I think he's a quarterback that you can look at and be like, okay, well, I think we can build a future around him. Yeah. You know, he's not like a Josh Rosen where you're just like, oh fuck, well that was a bust. Yeah. You know, like he's a quarterback and he's been out there and he's proved himself wrong. I think what the Eagles need to do now is just build a good team around him and try and get back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, he just got to get past Taylor Heineke and the football team, and they got a shot at the playoffs.
The football team.
Bro, how stupid is it that they still not have a name next year?
So, I was looking into the Washington Redskins, and their owner, who like gave them the name the Redskins.
Whoa! You cannot say that.
What?
That is that name.
Oh, the Redskins.
No. That's so, very offensive, dude. You cannot be saying that.
What happened with the owner? He was the last owner to not like allow.
Dan Snyder?
No. From before. Before he died for the Washington football team. He was the last football team to include black people on the roster. He said, I'll never sign a black person. But then since their stadium was on federal land, John F. Kennedy said, if you don't integrate and add black people to your football team, we'll not allow you to play a game in your football stadium because we own the land. Like in the 70s, I read that. And I was just like, ah, I can see why they were named the Washington Redskins.
Like, if any of the names, Redskins and Indians, probably most offensive. Eskimos, don't know who's offended by that other than white people on the internet.
Yeah, okay, that's a huge debate because I've talked to my dad about it. My dad was like, oh, like they talk to people up north, right? Granted, there are a certain population of indigenous folks that are offended by it, but he's like, yeah, there's also a
very
people
small
that,
group of them.
Yeah, but then he was just like, there's also a group of people that take like great pride in that name.
Yeah, so I work with the native guy. That's all he talked was. Yeah, man, the natives love it. Like, fucking, like Indians, Redskins, Chiefs, they love all of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know. I was listening to a podcast, and there was this. It was some Mexican food, like hot sauce. And I forgot the name of it, but it was like Uncle Jose's hot sauce or whatever, just to be racist and make a name up. And so there's a petition to take it down because due to racism and change the name of it and change the character of the person.
So,
and when they looked at the demographic of it, 93% of the people who signed this petition were white people.
Yeah. So fucking stupid. Doesn't make any sense. White people, you sure have to be of that ethnicity to take part in that fucking survey.
Yeah.
That's I don't understand how any other person is allowed to have an opinion on it. Doesn't even make sense to me. Like, if indigenous people were outraged over the name Eskimos, I would be okay. I'd be okay. Pissed you. But it's not like they make offensive logos with, like, natives or anything.
Mm-hmm. Like, we got rid of the igloo. Like, that was, I can see maybe that being, I don't know how.
We have a fucking polar bear and a fucking football as our mascot.
Literally.
First of all, did you see the new Aunt Jemima syrup bottle? It's like Old Mills something company.
Mm-mm, no. I saw a meme for it, though.
No. But did you see the Eskimos put out a list of seven names for fans to vote on for the new team name?
Yeah.
The names?
I saw some of them.
So in my opinion, they're all fucking dog shit.
Apparently I heard Elks is going to be it.
So Elks was a very popular one because I think that's what apparently they used to be called or something. I really fucked with Empire, but that somehow that's fucking offensive too.
How? What?
I don't know. People were upset. All I heard was people were upset with that name too because something to do with fucking like Roman Empire's dom trying to fuck take over shit. That's what I don't know how true that is. That's what I heard. And then I also liked Energy. That one wasn't bad.
That's their basketball team name, though.
Is it? No.
Yeah, it's also not like a professional league's name. It's more of like an underground.
But so here's what we came up with instead. The Edmonton Evergreens. I'll fucking kill myself if that's what our team is. I will not cheer for that team. Edmonton Eagles. Very minor. Very much a minor sports team name.
Yeah.
Edmonton Elk Hounds. Don't know what the fuck that is. Edmonton Eclipse. Why the fuck is that even an option? Yeah. Edmonton Evergolds. Not the worst one on the list. Not fucking great.
The Evergreens and the Evergolds.
Yeah. Edmonton Elements. The fuck does that even mean?
Hmm.
And Edmonton Elk, which I voted as my number one option. So they had like a, they had it so you rank your 1 to 7. And I went Elk Hounds. And I think I went, fuck, these are so bad. Either Eagles or Eclipse, switch them. Evergolds, Evergreens, and Elements lost.
I like the name Eclipse, but it has nothing to do with Edmonton. Like, absolutely like, nothing.
It, you know, the reason was something to do with, fuck, something to do with our sun. It didn't make any sense to me. Evergreens is just fucking stupid. They just want to include green. Same thing with Evergolds. Like, Elements, I don't know why that's a fucking option. Eagles was the last time you seen a fucking eagle at Edmonton.
Elk, actually we saw some eagles over by our area taking out an elk. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, did you see a fucking meteor this morning?
Ooh, I saw the video of it. I was like,
bro, I was like half asleep driving the white, but all of a sudden the sky's blue. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I'm like, there's no way that's lightning. Like, what the fuck?
Swear that was not the edible cookie I ate this morning.
I was so confused. Like, there's no way that was lightning.
I remember I was coming back from one of my football games and I was driving down 50th going southbound, and then I saw my left window, I saw it, and I was just like, what the fuck was that? Aliens are coming, bro.
Bro, I thought for a second, I'm like, maybe the aliens are coming, boys, finally.
Dude, I have an alien story to tell you.
Oh, boy.
So,
how long is this podcast so far?
Probably an hour, hour and a half. No, not an hour and a half.
I think hour 15. Yeah, we're
probably good. So it was like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and it was like 1 a.m. I just finished my show on TV, and I was going to bed. And then you just hear this like weird humming. And it was very, it wasn't repetitive. It was very just random. It would just go, come, go, leave. Like it would just be on and off. Then it wouldn't do anything for 3 minutes. And it sounded like it was just coming
out specifically for 3 minutes.
No, just no, not really. Yeah. But. Yeah. But it was very quiet, though, and it needed to be really quiet to hear it. And it was just sketchy. And it happened for like 20 minutes, 30 minutes in total, probably. And it was, I don't know, it was just weird. And I thought it was the aliens coming.
That was your whole story. That was very anticlimactic.
Dude, it was just for like 2 a.m., 1 a.m., whatever time it was, middle of the night. And there was just these weird vibration, like, and then, like, just coming from outside. And you're just sitting there, and you're like,
are you sure it wasn't like a generator or something?
This was my sister heard. I thought it was tripping. I was like, I must be hearing shit. But my sister heard it, and she went outside, and she was like, "When you open the door and go outside, it sounded like skidoos from like a few farmer fields over." And I was like, maybe, but I was like, those didn't sound like skidoos though. Like it sounded like a different frequency. I mean, it
could be a lot of different like off-road type of vehicles like out in the distance right now.
Which yeah, and then when the sound like bounces off stuff, it changes the sound of it and stuff like that.
So, that wouldn't surprise me.
I don't know. At the time, I was fully convinced it was aliens. Probably not.
How high were you when you thought it was aliens?
I remember when I heard it, I don't think I was too high. But then I got high because I was like, if they're coming, I want to be high for this.
Would you rather be high if you met aliens?
I don't know, man. Sure. I think at the end of the day, meet an alien. Oh, sick. Did you watch that movie?
No, I didn't. I was just gonna ask you. Is it worth the watch? What's it called? Into the Sky or something?
I think so. Yeah, Into the Fire.
The Fire.
It's the first 20-30 minutes are just the backstory. You don't necessarily need to. You can just skip to the part where they kind of run into the aliens.
I hate how I watch on my laptop. It doesn't get me excited.
Why?
I have a fucking bigger TV right there. Just the shit gets warm.
Do you not have an HDMI cord on your computer?
No, I could get one, but I don't know.
Like, no, do you have a port on your computer for it?
Yes.
Dude, just go and unplug your PS4 and plug that into your...
It's more of a hassle, though. I don't want no pop-ups in some laggy-ass movie.
You shouldn't get any pop-ups.
My shitty-ass fucking McDonald's Wi-Fi I got.
McDonald's?
My Wi-Fi's trash.
Oh.
Whenever I stream shit, it starts lagging usually. Eventually.
Yeah, my parents, their whole TV program is like streaming online. Yeah, so they're watching, and then Laura's watching, and then I'm doing my shit, like playing video games. I can get a little bit laggy here and there, though. But, anyways, though, let's conclude this mock. GG.
It's good. It's a good podcast.
Yeah, Tom Brady's dope. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Can't name a goat unless they're retired, Tyler.
That was actually a very mainly sports podcast.